Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Moib Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And of course, thank you so much to Johan L.C. A great long weekend, I suppose, for you, Johan. A great one. And please enjoy yourself and pass my regards. Pass my regards to Louise. And of course, we are going to be touching on, you know, the issues that pertain to Thursday night. And promise I will connect with Mfundisi Makamu and Apostle Phumla Mfene, and also Mashadi Butobi will also be featured as she provides us with insights on the show. It's just amazing. It's just going to be great. Now, you know, much of the times we really aspire for newness, and I pray for a new freshness, you know. And how about some Jonathan Butler for a change, you know, of all people? You know, one should just go to Jonathan Butler. And there's a song that I think you will love so much. This is one of those songs that distinguished him from the rest of his contemporaries. You know, when you say no to Hollywood and you say yes to the Christ, this is just amazing.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ina le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
All right, that song.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good. Let me welcome our guests. Mfundisi Makamu, Ayilo Cheni.
Afternoon, Tatana, Moini Kipoka.
Hey, man, Ivukile, Mijano.
Inko, Muman, Andi, Janele, no, Mfundisi, no, Mfundisi, Mpe, Nala.
How's it going?
No, Mam Pumla.
yeah, Apostle Pumla. Yes.
Apostle Pumla.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. And let me welcome the Apostle Phumla Mfene. She's on the line. Pumla, Apostle, hey, greetings to you. Uring Daso.
To you, my brother, and to the man of God. Hey. And I'm thoroughly enjoying him all the way. I really look forward to being on this show just because of you. I'm grateful to God and to be part of the show and the listeners as well. Glorious greetings to everybody.
You know, I have to tell you something, Phumla, because we grew up together, literally. The time when you went to the Cape, you went to university, and then you really disappeared.
Yeah.
And then I kept on asking, "Muni murumara kanti rileng pumla mara." Yaman nagataka o travel la, ito baro travel la muto. Or nagataka o hupula kar kan mara barila bale ano na ko Cape Town. Of all cities, muna aya Cape Town. And then I am so happy that, you know, for the past three years, we have been able to be given by the Father the opportunity to minister together.
Amen.
And I appreciate it so much. I really do appreciate it so much.
Me too.
Same here. And Mfundisi Makamu, I want to thank the Father so much that he has enabled us to minister together the past 2-3 years, you know. But when abulukung phone le showin, yabon u phone ukuluminto pesa bantu basala ba teti samin kanlo makamu akunja lo makamu kantu kite, you know. And I believe ukuthi we should continue, you know, to mobilize the people in the greater Ekurhuleni and really mobilize them to a new conscience, which is in the Hamashiach. Yeah. Yes, so that babone. Hey, man, it would be great to come back. It would be great to come back, Ekurhuleni, and really minister, and really minister.
We'll make a way.
Yeah. Now, we are...
It was building over OSG. Yeah. Last week, I beg my name.
Oh, that's great. That's great, man. You remember I said we should also bring Mashadi. Mashadi Mutumi.
Yes.
Wonderful. Mouthpiece. Yes, of course. Yes. The past, for so many years. And she started talking on the show when I hadn't met her. Actually, here at Radio Pulpit during the day, man. You won't know Gutilo Ure because of the way I dress and the way I look. Aka paratai, aka parati pikitautura, you know, but the old star, lady bokati, pumlawa itu, raparabiang. So when someone came into my office and they went to Paul that passed away, they passed me at the door. They didn't even greet me. They thought maybe he mumuntu or let her my paper envelope, because Paul was sitting at the desk there. They went to him and Dr. Lihodi, it's nice to meet you. And Paul says, oh yeah, because Paul is used to that, just like Godfrey Mwabi. When they say, hey, Pastor Ray, Godfrey is used to that. He'll say that. And then Paul spoke to them a bit, and then he said to them, no, but the person you're looking for is that guy standing at the door. And they didn't greet me. Actually, they told me to move from the door. So, yeah. So we're looking forward to humble services, you know.
Even last year, when I'm rich, when you came,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, Miskatu Korop. Because, you know, they were expecting Umundazo to come new death on a pair. And they said, I'm fucking there to shine my lamp.
Yo, Lengati, Umemanzin, what tell I oil? Yeah, yeah, boy.
Yes. Then in the Pandilia, maybe in Kukuna and Lapa Pandil.
Oh, yeah, Ipandilila, Lassi, Labu Pinihin. Oh,
yeah, we expect a dog with any girls about.
May the Father help us abundantly.
Wow. Yeah.
May he help us abundantly, and may we do his work ngendlela yakhe. Tonight we are talking about corruption amongst leaders. When it comes to the resources of ministry and the companies, you'd find also that Christians have companies, but hey, nabuyabezwa bathi bebakwenye tender nayo, tender le abantu sebabhadle ma court. Hey ndoda. Abantu babhadle ma court because of ama tender nama kickback abafundisi bakhona khona lapho corruption uyayibona and then also in the church uyayibona they monopolize the finances of the church in such a way that ngeke uze wakhe yazi uke wabona maru muntu and I'm not saying this ukuchwenza you know but uke wabona umuntu abo mfundisi for 30 years and I'm not saying fanele abantu bakhe or benzen but you must make a structure la ukhonzela khona ngoba njalo nje wena uyoboleka itende itende lapho fanele ulubuyisele ngo 12 ngoba labantu be stockfeller nabo balibhukile seba kumele even malokushumayela lapho ukukhulekela abantu uzwa king 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 bayathatha lapho yani itende bayahamba nalo hawu nkosi yami enemara imoto uhamba ngayo ilingana nale building ye radio pulpit ine double story
ithume balegama
yeah indlo hlala kuyo ine double story uyayibona and I'm not saying it's wrong to do that but I'm just saying you know la umuntu akhonzela khona yonke imali umuntu uyayithatha uyayidla uyayidla it doesn't benefit anyone the orphans the poor the elderly it does not the widows it does not do anything I'm a trip and I'm not jealous ngiyazi abantu bazongithumela message but hey really jealous ngoba wena awukakazi uphume in the past 4 months out of the country oh I am going to Hawaii ephumla kya go Hawaii So I'm just saying much of the times we see these kinds of non-virtues. I want to call them non-virtues, you know, because they are corruption, you know, they are corruption. And so we see this in many instances where people are corrupt and they don't deal properly. There's no fidelity, there's no honesty, there's no diligence in the manner in which they handle the finances of the ministry. I'm not saying just because you have built it means you are handling your finances properly. No, I know people who have huge buildings and are corrupt, you know, to the highest core, you know. I know. Corruption goes whether you say tendeni, you say jaratini, you say ukweni, ukuphi. Corruption is gone. Siyayibona kakhulukazi phakathi kwabafundisi namaleader wasenkonzweni. Amongst those who are leading ministries in the churches, we see quite a lot of corruptions. Monies that are being raised. These monies, you don't get reports as to what these monies have done. At least they report then. Secondly, you don't see the actions of those reports. But hayi sizoya kumfundisi Makamu siyothola igate elisha because Pastor Makamu has a business that makes gates. Hayi siza kumfundisi Makamu sithole igate elisha si raisele 20,000 or 30,000 asenzele igate. 50,000, 100,000.
Uma ufika lapha balifuna nge-8,000.
Yeah, mabafika lapho balifuna nge-8,000 bathi abayitholanga imali le and uza la kuwe uphethe 38,000 so they pocket the whole 30,000. Hey, ibiya wathi phumla. And then you see also they go to an extent where it their conscience becomes seared. They think now because they are men and women of God, they are deserving of the manner in which they extort money from the people. Look, man, corruption is so vast. They tell people to go abo mama batala because they say it is the pastor's appreciation. It's coming. Yeah. It's coming. It's the pastor's appreciation. And that's part of the highest corruption, you know, the appreciation there. Your reward is with the Elohim. Your reward is with Christ. And no one owes you a reward. No one owes you an appreciation. And they go and say, keep pastors' appreciation. No, Ray, we are not forcing anyone. Utle kwa trees will utle the reasons abona. And they say, Ray, ki ngwana mo hae, re ka mo tlhalosetsa. And then when I go there, no, Ray, we are not forcing anyone to do this. It is a practice of benevolence. We are appreciating one another. Okay, we will look at every birthday in the church. And we look at the amount that the church is giving you because we appreciate it. They are giving you 40,000 and every month when at least give someone 4,000. Give someone 4,000 because in your church every month there's a birthday. I mean, in the church where I am, every week there's someone who says it was their birthday. Imagine I'm taking money from them, kap birthday yaka, barki appreciation ya Pastor Ray. And then, you have to practice what you preach. If you say people must appreciate you, you must appreciate them by setting an example. When I because about 40,000, I read this all. Everyone who gets into a birthday. In a month, go in. Aru to serve a more 4,000. Aru be more 400. Give them 400.
Come on now.
And when come on, kereke una luba tuwa 1,000. And within 12 months, all that 1,000 people, batabeba peteile. You would see how painful it is to tell old women to go by okolotisa di chelete to come and give you money asasa. They should come and give kachelete ya sasa, batlo nela kayo na kwale. A guy that I was ministering with from Uganda, this guy kicked. Kane king chele ya unela ila ya iranka mutaka ila. He kicked it. He said, look, I don't fly from Uganda. Kadi chelete tenya. Nikaremo na peru rufa chelete nchiwena. We give you a lot of money. Ibile ka mkhoro fang chelete ko airport ebe ba re abusetse dilote ding mora wa itse na tsereleng phumla na tsereleng meleke powder milk ka mukhaling greedy ka teng. He had taken even powder milk and everything and all those things. People must give powder milk because when I was tena go planning ka yona ya ko yona ko Uganda ba di jiki sa mola ba ra wa ka re ke di drugs tse. But the jikis. Now, what I'm saying is, there is a massive tendency of using the aspect of being the anointed one, and then in that, people are saying people must pay homage to them, pastor's appreciation yeta, birthday ya hai yeta, anniversary ya hai yalinyalo yeta, and then birthday ya mamruti yeta. Four times, this guy must get something like... And I checked the other friend of mine, Kamutsa Karaka appreciation ya hau kirele buka, are 140,000. Ka appreciation ya hai. Ukirele 140,000. And I have not counted ka birthday. I've not counted ka bariking, anniversary alinyalo la hai. I have not counted also the birthday of his wife. Because Leona, for Sanzo Tenechele.
Yes.
Guess what? December is coming, and he says, no, na agesai baata nevara. Askirba ruti nevara ta kolo yungwe bariki nevara. Who would say Coco Speco? Coco Speco will tell you. Pastors like that car. They call it nevara. Yeah, they used to love Toyota what? Toyota Condo or something. Now they love the what? The nevara.
Nevada.
And he said, no, I don't want the Nevada anymore. Now they want the GD6, the Toyota Hilux. GD6, legend. Now you must go buy that car. That car is R1 million. Somebody must get that car. At the same time, you must also pay for his medical aid. You must also pay for his international travel. You must pay. There's nothing that he brings home. He's taking away. That's corruption. There's nothing that he brings home. He's taking away. There's no honesty. No honest scales. According to Deuteronomy 25:15, you shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Elohim Yahuwah is giving you. No, there's no fairness. Everything is just being taken. Munna, bagenile weight. Bagenile weight. Here is Phumla Mfene. She travels on her own expenses. Ona munna muka chang Phumla. If you can see how she's how beautiful she is. I mean, hakano tswa tsa ma mo strateng mola aka shu barki sugar in sugar boss. Sugar boss.
I'm now. That's all bless.
Yes. Oh, yes. Sugar bless. Yes. But now look at her. She, on her own pocket, she had to go to Nigeria to go and minister in Nigeria. Come on her own pocket. Remember, it's an invitation there. I know they should give you some petrol and stuff, which is... I have a person who charges 25,000 rand an hour. That's corruption.
Mm.
25,000 rand an hour just to come and preach, and he's going to talk about his wife for 25 minutes, all the lies about his wife, and then for another 20 minutes he's going to quote two verses and talk about his trip in Germany. He's done. He has to sleep in a hotel. There is this mysterious lady, you don't know who she is. You have to hire a car for him. It's true. That is what is happening. It's true. That is what is happening. How can we do... The father... Look, the Yamashia said to us, do business until I come. And he gave us gifts to do his business. Are we doing his business quite well? Look at the businesses they run, Mona. Batubaya Kwale. I had someone complaining, hey, Muruti Ola Orana Funeral Pala, Obati Seditse Tente Amasoba, Lidi Tulo Batuba Waka di Tulo Bob Meba Nebanzukope Lidi Tulo Avafata third grade. Setting the loud samaise udisoko funeraling yedi chumza itza politiki. We really need to talk about these things. They are really happening. The word is telling us also that we must be industrious and not corrupt.
No, no.
The word is telling us. Look, in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6, and this is something that Umtibibi, a friend of mine, onna go a place called ko Zakele. Go Atrizwi. Now please mark ko Zakele. And look at it in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the end, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
Come on. Yeah.
Consider her ways and be wise.
Yeah.
And look at what the ant does. It gathers food so that when the bad times come, it doesn't even have to go out of its holes because of the wind that could blow it to death.
Yeah.
So it feeds, it stores, it feeds, it invests, it feeds there. With us, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. They always say that.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Who are we, by the way?
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Look, man, corruption also means there is a lack of integrity on the part of the leaders. Listen to the integrity here of Abraham. He says, I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say I have made Abraham rich.
Yeah.
Extortion. Look at extortion, because it also goes with corruption and dishonesty. Extortions and frauds, unjust gains, all these things. Slothfulness, we have touched a bit on that. Look at extortion. In Genesis 31, 41, thus I have been in your house 20 years. I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Extortion. There are those who basically, treat those they do business with in an unfair way, always changing the goalposts. Makamu ntsetse gate mo 30,000. Okay, rita upatela ka di half. Rita tomare ufe 7. Makama reeman e ring 10. And then rita taka di 7. Rita 10. Okay. And then yabu bedi 7. Yabu raro makamu afona kimu blokile. Yeah, when makamu calls, kimu blokile. And my bus is now loading children, is making a lot of money with sofas and cushions that Makamu made, and I ain't paying him nothing. Extortion. But I'm making a killing there. Umpona mo Facebook mula, kinzikale tlakore la khomu li tuslai. Re jaga fork and knife nalum sadiwak. Makamu bula getala kwa. Extortion. Yes, Baba. What's the Makamu?
Corruption is the rain. We are born a food. Uma Udevi, Achika Ayani. Uma Inko Sidiana, Kokumera is in Kachet. Good second Samuel chapter 24. Little Tatama, Udevi, the Gobo Oyas, which is no moon to know, Kumera Tony Kush.
Kulele soto ngoba seka sebenze Johannesburg ayohlala eJohannesburg, but siyabonga uhambile lo muntu ave thandi manje abasho ukuthi hayi phela samudla izandla we were so corrupt, the money we were supposed to pay him, sidlile.
Sidlile, abasho. Bathu, sinabantu sibabizayo ukuthi bathike bazisitshulele emabandleni. You understand? Sithi, oza, imali sizoyithola uma sewufika, uma sefika akuthenga mali. Kune-corruption ekhona, mfundisi. Kuney'nceko la ekuruleni ezisebenzisa ama-high profile names for ukubiza abantu, ukubiza ama-ayizisebenza. Lo ma-high profile names lawo awasuka ngaphatanga 10,000. Uma ufuna kumbiza nje, kumele wazi ukuthi ne-10,000 ubeke phansi. Just for 1 hour kuze afike ashumayele. Whereas izwi lithi free given and you must free give this way to the people. But imeko uma seiya ini-name tag lapha, ini-price tag anayo ukuthi yenze lo msebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Mfundisi, i-corruption ngayibona kahle ku-OTC. OTC, lapho umuntu uyi-1 kwakumele ukurejista ukuthi azotrayina, kumele arejiste nge-R100, then i-training ukuba u-390. Then nemali yokuyokoleka izinto somewhere lapho kumele kuyokolekwa khona. Kwakwenzeka noko kuney'nceko zokuthi nyamhlanje asisakhulumisani yindaba yale mali lela ye-corruption. I-corruption mfundisi sayibona sisebenzela i-Burden League International. Sitraine abantu mfundisi wa yebo kunkulunkulu. Hello.
We are here, Muruti.
Mfundisi. Where are you?
Kakhulu, mina ngiyakuzwa, uyakhuluma uyangibiza ngapha uMuruti.
I-corruption sayibona isebenzela iBible League International.
Yeah.
Sitrayina abantu emabandleni zisivuke emabhayibheli e-United States kwazi ukuthi kunemali esiyiholayo.
Hey, madoda.
Thina, sitrayina abantu. Abezange sifike leyo mali le lapho. Imali yokugijima ngama-issues amahle lapho ama-last numbers wama-issues.
Hey, madoda.
Thina sigijimayo lapho esibini kwazi e-United States ukuthi yobo magama bayakhona, kunemali eyiningi bayakhonayo. Akuna ne-cent uma ngabe ikhona i-cent ke yafika kini. Makaphakamisa isandla asho athi naye la sikesa ninikeza. I-corruption yonke le nto lelapho. But kunemali eholwayo. Uma sewucashana futhi khona lapha, ucashana ngokuthi uphuma kuphi, wakwabo bani. You understand?
Yeah.
I-corruption mfundisi, ngendlela ezidla ngengayo, imotheke kangokuba kusondela uDisemba manje, sekunabantu ama-leaders aphepherwayo ukuthi mina hambani niyokhuluma kanje for ukuthi sizotshintsha imoto. Naleyo mali le lapho izoba iphuma for ukutshintsha imoto yenceko ayizokuya yonke encekweni. Se ijike endleleni kunale izophuma yenza kuba ubani ezohamba ngayo kuyo kuphi ninapho. But kunabantu abahluphekayo la. You know, i-corruption mfundisi kwakuhamba kuyolanda amabhayibhele e-Burden League, bafika abantu bayenza ama-fundraising, bayenza ama-funds ngawo lawo mabhayibhele lawo, kathi lawo mabhayibhele lawo it's for free. I-corruption mfundisi yibhidlangeka ngokuba abantu abasawufuni uNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu uthathe into zabantu. Our God is a thief. Ile nto bayibizayo. Whereas God has called us to enjoy the kingdom,
to free the kingdom of heaven, so that the kingdom even as enjoy sinner, but instead of Ukulukulu as provide Ukulukulu is sucking a band to Abakona. Kuna bantu mfundisi abangasafuni ngenkonzo ngoba athi asifika but usebenza na hayi ngenza masofu ngomakama hayi ngenza amagethi but hamba beleke i 30,000 ebank mfunda ubaleke 30,000 ngizobhatala kanjani le mali le lapha ayisabuyi uzobona makama ukuthi ibhatala kanjani zilonke incede ibe nemoto ukuthi wena makama le mali wangeyiboleka uzoyibuyisela kanjani. It's for you and your business, not with us. Not anymore. Hey, you understand? The corruption of funding. So now, what about science? Because when you hear about corruption, you start to learn about it. The corruption of funding. We are preaching a kingdom as in the echo as in Columba Day, but it is not. To represent the Kulukulu Genshin, the Spanish. Can represent an engine and a wrong. It's a good way to be a number. It's a good way to escape. It's a good way to catch a man as a band. It's a good way to drum a corner and para corner. If it doesn't have a band to born and have a corner. But it's not a good smart and the animal. Tornana. It's a good way to represent an engine and a wrong. Don't get a smart recruiter. You better like for Geneva. Because my character, my cat, we're not in the shine corner. Corruption. I'm from the years of the number of funds. She changed it. She changed it.
I believe you.
I believe you. So, Nana, I'm at the present. I'm making the good news corn. To be clear, I'm a person at the old news to Canola.
Corruption. Ibambelapho mngani wami.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Judges chapter 18 verse 17, then the five men who had gone to spy out the land went up. Entering there, they took the carved image, the ephod, the household idols, and the molded image. The priest stood at the entrance of the gate with the 600 men who were armed with weapons. Extortion! They went and even stole things they were not supposed to steal, bringing curses upon themselves. So much corruption that we find these days amongst those who say we are servants. And we are ministers, we are pastors, we are also business people. There's a lot of corruption taking place. Apostle Pumla.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Like, it's good. You know, Muruti Makama will let something happen. Kovali, Chiminyana, executive team or people in the church, but a caucus and Muruti, Muruti, and other people who are about to live on Dragon over time. And you get what I mean? In most cases, some is still in good condition, but there are people in the same church who can afford the loaf of bread.
Yes.
Who don't know for after the service. There is probably such inflation, recession, the company, you know, we have families that their parents have lost mobility, and in our churches, you know, it does not give a good picture. But when we have people in our churches where their families are affected by retrenchment and the livelihood has been taken away like that. They are forced to go to school. You know, they can't afford the meals they never did all the time. Could have changed. But in the midst of all that, we are so obsessed with our needs as leaders.
Yeah.
We can't even see the poor amongst us.
Hey.
To meet their needs. As long as the needs of the man of God is met, that is enough.
Mm.
You know, you said something very profound and it hit me because I'm supposed to go to India. I'm traveling to India October. And you know, I'm literally footing the bill from not even the church. Because Namudu Muhammad already won a don't save and Tabayaka Rete and what they would give to you. I came to Rek, I wasn't saying Kerek. Now, it is again negative. Literally, for me, I left my career with confidence. Because, really, I will take care of you. And but then, for some strange reason, the enemy started whispering. I want to know what I'm going to do in India. We will take it, so forth and so on. And then, obviously, it's a village, so there are needy, gentlemen, organizer, and so you're still going to spend, come back with nothing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Ray, I literally heard you mention that verse. In the book of Isaiah 49, verse 4, Isaiah, I have labored. I have spent my strength yet in vain. But then, but my reward is from the Lord.
Yeah.
So, I literally heard the Lord say to me, your reward comes from me. I had to repent immediately. But now, when we think we ourselves, God, we are deserving, then it becomes easy for you to make sure that you plunder the church. The very vineyard, you are plundering it by corruption.
Yes.
So when you plunder it, in future, what is it that's going to be left? But all of them are not talking about it. I'm not going to be busy. I'm going to be a good one. I'm going to next. And we take care of your children. And the battle we're born in corruption is a very weird. And it's so sad. Corruption is something that is such a high violation of God's order. It's not supposed to be so because it violated the order of God, it violated the word of God, it violated.
Yeah.
So when you do that, everybody sucks when you are involved in corruption and when you are involved in plundering. There are people who are thinking and swimming in so much depth because they're expected to go get one loan after another for the man of God or for the church, so forth and so on. You know, there's something that you also mentioned, another Muruti, where the price somehow is a good so that men of God can somehow benefit. So it's now, even to you are now, everything must center around you. Like you only think about yourself, you don't care about other people. But like as I say, Tell me, that shows we have facts in the pulpit. We have not yet. Because I want to believe that there is no servant of God or any God-fearing man of God can do that. A typical example is that of Elisha. He would go do whatever the Lord has sent him to do, and on his way back, obviously he would not be having anything for himself. Mm. But the Bible says this woman could perceive that this is a man of God.
Yeah.
The woman perceived.
Mm.
It's not the prophet who had to manipulate this woman. He most likely provided for him. You know, I was just thinking about it the other day, or, you know, this woman, yes, it was not enough for Umu providing a video. She went to the extent of providing a shelter for him, a room, area bed, area pillow, you know, area a lamp. But how many of us, when they're given an opportunity, and you see her, so already so moved, or can come on Pilate is just a grand. The next one builds that I can in Yaniso. I can not king that I can squeeze out of her again. But this man of God did not even do that. He saw the need, Yamasadi old, and spoke a word so that the Lord can meet the need of the woman. So, like, it's unfortunate because we are so absorbed with our need. We don't even see the need of people that come to church, we can't even help them.
Hey.
We can't help them. We don't even see that because even with the committee, won't even tell you those things because to make sure that push agenda, not even the agenda of God. So Yabona, there's an exchange. Who exchanges the agenda and the mission and the mandate of God for the mission and the agenda? Yeah, the men of God. Hence, Christ will always be excluded in those kind of settings and setups.
Mm. It is sad that we see these kinds of things really happening. And I can tell you without a doubt that we live in a time where you would even hear people say, you know what, I want to be a pastor. I've heard many people, especially people that I left in the streets, when I meet them much of the times, and they would say, hey, Ray, I can't wonder why you see rich. You know, why you see rich when? And I say, I don't know. And they go like, oh, woman, pastors are rich. I remember one pastor said something to me, go at Ridgeville. He said to me, how are they? And I remember I was driving an Audi A6. You know how big that car is? Yeah. And he said, I was so offended. I actually sold the car and I bought a Mazda 323 Midge 1.3. Yeah. How can the Baruti Watamaka Kulizo? So, eh, Nagi Muruti. I want to help people this kind of status, you know. I remember we sold the car, you know. I said to my wife, ah, Koloye, I traded it in. Ka credit change, ka reka Mazda. Ka tomodi lo. Yeah. Petrol safe. Yeah. Because, you know, Why, and I realize how much money is being taken from the saints to buy cars for leaders. And I'm not saying churches don't buy cars for your leaders. I'm saying it should not be through corruption and all kinds of things. It should be through the means that the Father apportions. Then I'd be happy if that becomes the case. Let us talk to Mashadi. Also on this, Mashadi, greetings to you, and it's good, always good to hear from you. Always good to hear from you. What say you on this? We have been talking.
Good evening, Maruti Ray. Good evening to you, Mashadi, and the beautiful Radio Pulpit listeners. And thank you once again for this opportunity to share on a very topical matter, which is corruption in ministries and Christians' companies. And without further ado, Muruti, allow me to just visit the dictionary, the Oxford version in this particular case, and look at the word corruption and what it means.
Mm.
It means a dishonest or fraudulent conduct by those in power, typically involving bribery. And then further says, it is a process by which a word or expression is changed from its original state to one regarded as erroneous or debased.
Mm.
There is an alteration of sorts, a doctoring of sorts, a manipulation of sorts. And then further says it's a process of decay, a process of degradation, a certain degree of degeneration, a complete breakdown.
Mm.
And I'm sure you'll agree these are hard words that I used.
Yeah.
Dishonesty is hard. Deceit or deception, that's hard for any Christian environment to accept or take easily, or not easily, lightly.
Mm.
That includes sinfulness and ungodliness and unrighteousness. That is a concerning matter when we look at ministries, and particularly church ministries or the ministries in our space, including Christian companies. The point of departure then would be, what is the difference? There would be ministries that are registered as NPOs or NGOs, and there would be Christian companies that would be registered under the CIPC. So given that type of space, they are all in, some transactions are made, yes, entered into, and profits made.
Yeah.
However, when we look at the topic or consider this topic on corruption, it does apply in both spaces, and we see the manifestation of corrupt activities in both spaces. But I'll take off with e-text because it's always beautiful. It's a nice, a beautiful experience to share the word when it comes to matters of this nature. And I'll go to one which we don't usually use. I would have loved and would continue maybe to read from Revelation chapter 2, where the words are in red in your Bible, and Jesus specifically speaks to the corrupt church. But before going there, allow me for the next few minutes to just read from Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, as you are searching your scriptures, just find it. And I'll read also from Revelation chapter 2. But Matthew 24 is entitled, Jesus Predicts the Destruction of the Temple. But I'm going straight to a verse that we hardly ever preach about. And it's hard. It's too detailed. It's too pregnant, too potent. It requires a different type of thinking and a different type of processing and different type of revelation, allowing scripture to interpret scripture, precept upon precept, line upon line, because the things of the Most High are spiritual, comparing spiritual things to the spiritual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when you look at or read Matthew chapter 24, immediately what comes to mind is a physical temple, and the natural comes to mind. However, Jesus then says, and it reads, therefore, and once you start reading about, you know, the word therefore, it means a whole lot of things have been said before that. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, another text says, or another version rather says, when you see the abomination that makes desolate, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the mountain, or the housetop rather, not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. This text alone says or requires that you would have read the book of Daniel and understood what Daniel said in the book, particularly when it comes to issues of abomination, another word, issues of desolation. What is an abomination? What is what leads to desolation? Corruption speaks to, or abomination speaks to corruption. It speaks to a complete breakdown, a degradation, a manipulation, a complete process of decay. we find churches in that space, the majority of churches in the space, the majority of Christian-owned businesses in that space. Let's talk about that. Is this then, question, history or historical? Or is it happening currently? Or is it just prophetic as something, as something that's about to happen or is going to happen in the future? We are in a state or in a time, period of time or a time capsule where we begin to see the potential, if it's not happening already, the potential of the abomination that makes desolate, or the abomination of desolation, which is spoken about by Daniel the prophet. I love the part where it says, and it's in brackets, it says, whoever reads, let him understand. Whoever reads, let him understand. There's so much dishonesty in ministries and in Christian-owned businesses. It's actually, I'll treat them the same, basically, right for now, because the difference here is one is a profit-making organization, another is a non-profit-making organization, but the practices are the same.
Yeah.
Mammon is exalted. The ministries want money, and they preach money without fear or favor these days. May the Most High help us all.
Yeah.
In the Christian-owned businesses, yes, they make money, and that's how it's supposed to be. They've got to make money. But here's the problem. It's when corrupt practices are adopted to earn that revenue or to earn that income or to make that money, whatever the case may be. This is the time where I will borrow from a concept which is known as crime prevention through environmental design. In the church space, including Christian, the majority of Christian-owned businesses, I would consider the concept as managing corruption or corrupt criminal activities in the church using structural design, using positions of pastor and titles of prophet, prophetess, using titles of bishop and apostle, you name it. We use those structural positions to manipulate processes in order to generate income. This is happening in companies where they would use the position of CEO, and you have the board of directors, and they would still use and manipulate processes in order to generate income. Because once you have a structure designed which is not aligned to the word of the Most High, you have a problem. You have to come up and design systems that would suit that environment, systems that would be able to lead you to doing certain things that are not in line with the word, and we'll talk about that just now. That it, it then involves processes and procedures that would be followed, which have to be enacted or actioned and or discharged by human beings, those we employ in our environments, those we work with, those who happen to be our colleagues in the workspaces, and those who happen to be abazalwane, brethren in the church. Now, this corruption is then presented, this is where deception comes in, it's presented as an opportunity to give to the poor, or we ask money from congregants in the name of the poor, or claiming to be doing so on behalf of the poor in the name of the Most High, and yet the very poor do not benefit from it. We as individuals benefit from that. And that's exactly what happens in companies, where you find that revenue is generated, and then we'll start talking about ownership and shares and whatever that people will be getting, and we disguise all those things through mechanisms that are untoward and or undesirable. Structures such as the church, Muruti, I'm not even talking falsification of the word or manipulation of the word church, and where it comes from, because it's still a wrong name anyway, and many other names are wrong, because we'll have to look at the lexicon, what happened to the Greek language and the Hebrew language and all that. But we'll use words that people are quite familiar with for ease of reference, so that it's easy for us to move. Money laundering is happening in the church. You know the render black in terms of companies? Hey. Render black or render black woman, so that we can access grants or triple BEE scores and can get the right scores, etc. That also happens in churches, in the majority of ministries, that they would be used as fronts for criminal activities. Money laundering is happening in the church, or churches are used for money laundering. Human trafficking, churches are used for that. Organ trafficking, churches are used for that. Drug trafficking, churches are used for that. And then we have African, so-called African spirituality or interfaith belief systems. The enemy is using that in churches big time. That is corrupt. It is corruption. It is an abomination. False prophets and false prophecies are mechanisms that are used to kill, steal, and destroy through by the enemy, through ministries. And unfortunately, the majority of ministries, the word says, judgment will begin in the house of the Most High. It is already happening. We see the manifestation of what has been done in the dark, which is now coming out in the light, and it is unpalatable. It's not easy for us to take it, because we did not expect it to come from people we respected. We didn't expect that to come from people who own so many churches, so many branches, so many, as in big auditoria, 5,000 and big global ministries.
Mashadi, thank you so much. We are coming back to you again. And here we go. Send us your WhatsApps. Some of the corruptions that you see in the church in the name of business, and some of the corruptions that you see in business by those who say we are believers, we are saved. Some of the mannerisms that are indicative of the phenomenon of corruption. Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.